Well, 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 look who decided to show. Welcome in. Latest episode, that SEC podcast. Everyone's welcome in. Go by SEC Mike, and there he is, fashionably late. Cousin Shane, what's up, buddy?
Hey, buddy, what's going on, son?
Any flat tires or anything today?
No, we got all that situated. Unfortunately, couldn't change the tires last night, so we had to deal with it this morning, but got everything squared away. So she's back on the run. So be careful out there, ladies and gentlemen. You see a little white Honda heading your way, you better get over.
Have you been able to hit the course recently or anything?
Yeah, I went out there this morning, shot a 95. Not my best, but they did. Listen, you know me, I'm always looking for good excuses. They aerated the greens here about a week ago, meaning they punched holes on the green and they've put sand on it. So, you know, it's a little bit dicey on the putting, but it's finally nice to have something to blame. So we got a clear two putt. Like, you get the two putts, you can pick it up.
I gotcha. Okay, so you're dominating the courses.
Yes.
Nice to see that.
Yeah.
But hey, man, it was a little bit of a slow news day. I tried to scrounge around, find some quality stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
It just wasn't out there. So I said, you know, it'd be fun. Everybody always agrees with these. I'm going to predict 10 upsets ahead of time that are happening this fall in the SEC. How does that sound?
That sounds great, man. It sounds real good. Let me ask you, Mike, did you get April fooled at all?
I did, yeah, like 5-10 times, and then I just, maybe that's why I couldn't find anything. I said, the hell with the internet today. I'm not fooling with it, you know?
I posted a salad at Olive Garden. I said, this is the only reason I like to come to Olive Garden. And a lot of people are just liking it. They're like, oh, yeah, they got really good salads. I'm like, dude, I ain't never had a salad there in my entire life. I literally can name how many salads I've had on one hand.
Well, I told the cousins here in the comments, I said, Shane's on time. And it fooled a couple of them. And I said, of course, April fools.
I came in on two wheels, pun intended. So I'm here. But you know, Mike, I'm telling you, I'm a little down, right? I've got a little, I know you can hear it in my voice. Got something going on. But you know what helps me get through it, Mike? Hmm. That old Papaw medicine over at Tennessee Legend Distillery. If you get an opportunity to swing into Sevier County, please stop by and see our friends over here at Tennessee Legend. Let them know the cousin sent you. Not only are you going to get a discount, but you will also receive a bonus gift. They got a really cool location in Nashville as well. And you're saying, hey, I can't get to Tennessee. I've been on probation since 98. Well, if that's the case, you can have it sent to your local distributor. Just be sure to let them know that you want some King Snake on the shelves, and they will make it happen.
Hell yeah. Well, you know who's going to need some King Snake, some Tennessee Legend?
Who's that?
Anybody that adds a post-spring transfer, Shane. So it is official. Remember, we talked about this. They were considering making this. It is now officially on the books, unless I got April fooled today here. But, again, we talked about this. If you add a player now in college football after that is not in the portal today.
Uh-huh.
So anybody that's on all these SEC rosters, and not just SEC, but all of college football, if they're not in the portal today and you add them after spring,
yeah,
you are facing a head coach could have to be suspended for 50% of the season.
Damn.
The team's sports budget, 20% of it, we're talking millions and millions of dollars gone, and I believe some scholarship reductions.
Wow.
So we have reached the point, Shane, where we can no longer tell these athletes. I mean, there's no rules, right? We can't prevent them from doing anything. So what are the NCAA said, all right, well, we can't put any rules on the players because we just get destroyed in court. We'll put restrictions on coaches and programs. So if, again, I'm just completely making this up, right? But let's say Lenora Sellers says, Tennessee just offered me $8 million. I'm going to go play for Josh Heupel, and he does that. I don't know if they can stop him, right?
Right.
But Josh Heupel could get suspended for the first half of the season, and Tennessee could lose 20% of their budget. So is Tennessee going to do that? No, they'd be damn crazy to do it. You know what?
Well, let me see that schedule real quick. No, this is, hey, and more importantly, the money, right? 20% of the budget. That's a lot of money right there, cuz. And, well, we said we need boundaries, right? We need restrictions. We need guidance. And, man, they're laying down the – do you feel like this is one of those things like they put out there and then somebody sues, you know? Like, well, the judge here in Mississippi, he'll help us out, you know? Is this one of those? Or do you think that this was – meant to be a shot so that no one does it anymore?
I think it's certainly a threat.
Yeah.
That I don't know if it'll hold up. But again, who's doing this, Shane? I mean, this is how crazy we are, right? This is the NCAA saying this.
Mm-hmm.
What is every SEC team a member of? The NCAA. Yeah. We can't sit here and say, well, damn it. No one follows the rules. Well, here's the fucking rules. Don't break them. You know, like, you're a member. Either you're in it or you're not, you know? And at some point, we got to stop, like, saying, well, we'll just sue. Like, you're suing yourself, basically.
Yeah.
All these SEC programs are NCAA, as far as I know. Until that changes, how about we follow the damn rules?
So let me ask you on the portal. So if there's kids in the portal right now, they still can go,
right?
Correct. So there's okay.
This is only put in place so that we don't poach each other's rosters.
Yeah.
Today and moving forward.
Okay. All right.
So
I get it.
you have spring football, right? Yeah. I used an extreme example, but let's use a different example. God forbid, I don't even want to mention a name. But let's say your team's got a elite running back.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why this would happen, but let's say he tears his ACL in the spring game. Then all of a sudden, you might be looking for a running back, you know?
Right.
So can we go? And it doesn't even have to be SEC to SEC. It could be, I don't know who's out there, Indiana's running back, you know, or Wisconsin's running back. I don't think they want that. They don't want these under-the-table deals that are outside the transfer portal.
I don't see anything bad from this, Mike. Right. You're in the portal. You can go. If you're not, then you got to wait till the next portal opens up. Again, we're overcomplicating it, but it is what it is. And I think that's part of it. Right. They make it so damn confusing. We can't really keep up with what's going on. But when I'm finally getting it, they're going to change rules, I'm sure.
Right. But again, so this has happened a couple times. Right. We're like,
yeah,
there was the famous one was Wisconsin had a defensive back.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't go in the portal, said, well, hell, I'll just go walk on at Miami.
Yeah.
And you know, was it Washington? Their quarterback tried to go down to LSU. I mean, there's other examples. You know, this was going to happen. I'm just going to quit Florida and I'm going to go to Georgia. You know, like, good luck stopping me. And now there is at least incentive to not do that, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah. Well, and there's incentive on these coaches to point out who's doing it, right? So, yeah, I would imagine that there was some conversations behind the scenes, mainly with the commissioners, you know, and I feel like they need, like you said, how can you have rules and boundaries? And then when we have a rule, we're like, well, how can we get around it, you know? It sounds like my kid, you know?
Right. But as a smart man once said, Shane, at the end of the day,
yes,
all these guys are looking for some advantage, right? Yeah. So I'm sure there's a loophole that I'm not thinking about here, but I'm sure they're already hard at work to try to figure out how to prevent this loophole. You know what?
I'm sure they are, right? It was out on April Fool's. We didn't know it was real or not.
Exactly. Or they'll just take it down. If it's in Mississippi, like you said, they'll just take it to the old Trinidad's judge.
Yeah.
They'll be up there crying. You know? Ole Miss deserves this elite offensive lineman. You know what?
Have court at 1 a.m, you know, to make sure this thing passes.
All right. So beyond that, Shane. And again, to the best of my knowledge, not an April Fool's joke.
Yeah.
I did double check it, and it does seem to be official. Are you ready to get into 10 upsets that are happening on the field next season in the SEC?
Hell yeah. As long as they ain't wearing orange, I'm good with it.
I don't want to tease it, but...
Oh, shit.
All right, first team up, Shane. Alabama. Are they getting upset?
Well,
are they doing the upset? Where do you think? I'm just curious if you can guess where I'm leaning and what game.
Well, I mean, to be an upset, they've got to be favorites in that game. So I'm going to roll out Georgia, potentially LSU. So those are the two games. I'm not saying that they won't be in front of LSU, but that's going to be a close one right now for me. At home, A&M. I would say the upset here, Mike, if I were guessing what SEC Mike's going to pick, I would say the Iron Bowl, Auburn, Tigers, November 28th. Tell me I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
I think you've predicted an upset at the Iron Bowl like last 3 years. So
right. I'm staying away from that. Otherwise, but I did predict it on the Paul Feinbaum show. But last time I checked, Shane.
Yeah.
I've been very critical of this man right here. Kalen DeBoer, he's 13-5 against the SEC. Who has he never lost to, Shane? Them LSU Tigers. Come on the road.
Yeah.
No shot. Well, I shouldn't say no shot, but very little shot, I feel like, that Alabama is going to be favored at LSU with all the Lane Kiffin hype. And again, Does this mean LSU's bad? No. But here's something I was kind of kicking around, Shane. Lane Kiffin, overall SEC record at Ole Miss.
Mm-hmm.
I think this goes back to Tennessee as well. But no. This is just Ole Miss, I think. So he is 26-4 against the SEC teams named Vanderbilt, Mississippi State, Carolina, Kentucky, Arkansas, Tennessee, and A&M.
Oh, yeah.
He's 10-17, though, against Auburn, LSU, Oklahoma, Georgia, Florida, Ole Miss, and famously 0-5 against Bama. Mm. So, I don't know, Shane. I mean, I get it. I get why Kiffin's getting all this love, and, man, he's tweeting up a storm. He's playing tennis with some smoke shows down there. I mean, he's all over the scene, right? I mean, this guy can't stop but help making news. But is he an elite coach? I don't know. I think he's right on the cut line. I'm not saying he's bad. I'm not saying he's – hell, he may be an elite coach. But I think he's not quite there. And I think DeBoer, in these big-time games, I think he is. Mm. His problem is he loses games he shouldn't lose. And I think – guess what? I think he'll be an underdog. So give me Alabama to beat LSU at Old Death Valley.
Okay, and I'm glad you clarified there, because I thought LSU potentially would be the favorites, right? So I didn't think.
Right, LSU favored. So you're Alabama pulling an upset.
Okay, I see. I got the sides here mixed up. Like, I thought you were going to pick which game Alabama was going to get the upset. You see what I'm saying? Like, they were going to get upset. So, I like this one. I mean, like you said, track record, and say what you want. There's until you beat them, you can say that, right? Well, I mean, we joked about Georgia Bulldogs. They ain't won since 1980. Well, we're going to keep bringing it up, right? And then they did. We stopped talking about it. So until that happens, it's like the disciples of Nick Saban. Ain't none of the disciples ever beat them. And then when it happens, we stop talking about it. So, yeah, I'm right there with you. Until you do it, that's the one. That's the hurdle that Lane Kiffin wants to get over.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I think there is something also to be said for, I get it, the excitement. LSU fans should be excited. It's, man, they got good things coming, right?
Yeah.
It's still year one, whereas we're year three of Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Alabama's got many excuses to lose games like this.
Mm-mm. No.
I mean, I think they should beat LSU.
Yeah, well, that's the funny part. We're going to talk about Lane Kiffin and expectations of Stanford. It's like, how can you say Lane has all this on him when third-year coach at Alabama doesn't hold the same, if not more, expectations down there in Tuscaloosa, right? I feel like as far as pressure, you know, I look at a few coaches in this league, like Steve Sarkisian, Kalen DeBoer. I just feel like these guys, they don't have the excuses that Lane Kiffin's already teeing up for you here in the offseason.
All right, how about I got another one for you, Shane.
Yeah.
I got Oklahoma. Where do you think I'm going here, buddy? Oklahoma getting upset.
Oh, okay. So they're going to get upset. That narrows it down here, Mike. I think you're going to choose on the road Florida Gators.
You know me well. Come on down. John Sumrall and company. I think Florida pulls off the upset here. Maybe knocks the Sooners out of the playoff chase.
Ooh.
I won't go that far. You know, again, we'll see how this shakes out. But I think Florida might take some bumps early in the season.
Yeah.
You got at Auburn's tricky. Ole Miss could be really good again. Preseason top 10 discussion. Missouri at Missouri. Carolina, we don't know. At Texas. I mean, that's a damn gauntlet, right?
Yeah.
They're not going to go through this thing unscathed. And I think the odds makers will be pretty high, as they probably should be, on Oklahoma come early November. And I don't know if Oklahoma's ever been to the swamp, but Texas can tell you all about the horror show that place could be. You know what? So would it be something, all these new SEC teams going to the swamp and getting gobbled up by them Gators?
I just wonder, like, if that were to happen, can you pull up Oklahoma's schedule one more time? You know, because this is a tough schedule. It seems like they always have a tough one. But I feel like whoever wins this game or whoever loses this game could be in for a long road, right? If Oklahoma loses to Florida, I can't sit around and say, you know what, they're going to beat Ole Miss, though. You know what, they'll beat A&M. I feel like, brother, the momentum, I mean, because say what you want, I feel like Kentucky, Mississippi State, South Carolina, those should be very, very winnable games. Momentum's high. You go on the road, you lose to the swamp. How can you turn around and say, you know what, the Sooners are back, baby, you know? And then on the flip side of that coin, if the Florida Gators pull this off, they don't lose another game for the rest of the season.
Right. So, and then they're flying high going into year two under John Sumrall.
Hell yeah. So this may be the game. You know, we haven't talked about those pivotal matchups, but this may be the one that John has penciled, because I feel like if they can get over the Sooners, which is not an easy feat, we're talking upsets here, guys. We're not talking a win. We're talking about something has to happen to pull off an upset. But if they do that, yeah, Florida Gators may have a hell of a run there in November.
Okay. Now, I've picked LSU to drop one.
Yeah.
That they maybe shouldn't. I'm going to flip it. I'm going to say LSU pulls an upset.
Oh.
Any idea where I'm going here?
Well, I think we're...
And I'll give you a hint. This one may surprise you.
Texas? Texas Longhorns?
Nope.
Well, that's the only one that would surprise
Ole Miss.
Oh, you think Ole Miss will be...
I think they could be a slight favorite.
Okay.
Going into this game, just, you know, maybe like a point.
Yeah. I was not counting on that.
The hype, Kiffin returning.
Yeah.
You know, I could very much see LSU favored, but it is in Oxford.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're going to get credit for that. It's going to be an insanely, insanely hostile environment.
Yeah.
But I just have a feeling. I mean, he's sneaky, this Kiffin, right? Just when you think, I mean, I could even see a scenario, Shane, where like LSU's down by 17 at half, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And then old Trinidad's dancing over here. Pete Golden's running his mouth. And then somehow, some way, Sam Leavitt does some crazy stuff in the second half, and LSU pulls it out by a extra point or something. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I just worry about big game Kiffin. You know, I mean, yes, he's got a few on him, right? We remember the Georgia game. We remember some of these big moments that he did get, but it feels like, too, there's a lot of get your popcorn ready kind of games out there that didn't go his way. And of all the games that Lane Kiffin's got circled, this one is number one, right? You always want to go back, just like he did when he went to Knoxville, Tennessee. Hits the golf balls, hits the mustard bottles. You know, he's the one that kind of got this thing fired up going into it, and he chirped about it all the way out of there. So I would expect that Ole Miss – I think LSU is going to be favorites in this one, but to sit here and say that even if they're not, that Lane pulls off an upset.
What if LSU looks rough, still beats them, but looks rough against Clemson?
Yeah.
And then Ole Miss whips the hell out of Louisville.
Hmm.
Would you believe Ole Miss is favored?
Yeah, I do. It's for me, it's Trinidad, man. I think he's going to be absolutely electric. They'll probably have 100 points between the first two games coming in. So the offense will still look good, still look explosive. And LSU, you know, Lane told you there's going to be – we're going to get there, but we're going to be, you know, so I wonder, like, are we expecting a slow, sluggish start from LSU? Maybe, but it's way too early right now. A lot of talent down there in Baton Rouge, so I'm not too worried about Lane.
You know what this game reminds me so much of? We were there, and it's why, I don't know, it's just burned in my memory. I know we're months and months and months away, but I'm already leaning LSU. You know what game I'm talking about?
Was it Tennessee Ole Miss?
Exactly.
Hell yeah, man. I didn't like how it ended.
What I'm saying. I think we're going to get something similar, you know?
Damn, Joe Milton, just throw the football, brother. Give us a shot. It was there, man. I didn't think we'd get back into that thing. And then all of a sudden we're like, oh my gosh, we got an opportunity here. And then didn't even throw the damn football.
All right, so.
Go full Joe Milton, as they say.
I just gave Ole Miss a tough, heartbreaking loss.
Yeah, they need something to pick them up.
I'm going
to
give them an upset, Shane. Oh, Ole Miss pulling an upset. Hmm. What game you think I'm going with here?
I'm going to go home, and I'm going to choose the Georgia Bulldogs here.
Shane, are you looking at my notes here? Come on. Ole Miss owns Georgia now. It wasn't that long ago. Georgia beat them by like 50 points.
Yeah.
It's been a completely different story. Now, again, maybe Georgia will be motivated because of last year. Oh, well, hell, I mean, we know they'll be motivated, but, you know, that was a tough loss last season. But, hey, Ole Miss got a lot of – even last year in Athens –
mm-hmm.
I mean, I came away damn impressed with Ole Miss going back and forth. And yes, they caved in the fourth quarter, and that was the difference in the ball game. But I came out of that one being like, oh, God, I think Ole Miss is legit. That was the takeaway, in my opinion, from the regular season game they had against Georgia. So Georgia and Ole Miss, I think they match up really well against each other. So give me Ole Miss to give them dogs hell and beat them next year.
Very familiar with them, right? You know, you play them a couple of times, you get used to them. So, obviously, I think this is going to be a coin toss game. So to say upset, yes. There may be some upset dog fans after this game, but it wouldn't be surprised if they don't face each other again in the college football playoffs.
Well, let me ask you this. And again, there's no telling how this game will play out.
Yeah.
But if it is a shootout.
Mm-hmm.
And it may not, because Georgia's been so good on defense, and Pete Golding, I think he's going to have more emphasis on defense. So I anticipate Ole Miss being better on defense. If it is a shootout, though, Trinidad, Gunner, what's your confidence that old Gunner can win a shootout on the road against perhaps the best quarterback in the conference?
I don't think if Georgia wins this game, we walk away and say it was because of Gunner. Yeah. But Ole Miss wins, it's because of Trinidad. So I feel like, brother, and then again, small sample size. I mean, well, I wouldn't say small. It was a wonderful year last year. But I think Trinidad's the best quarterback in the country right now, so I'd have to go Trinidad if this thing got in a shootout. So give me Ole Miss there.
Now, listen, Derek, them dogs behind the wheel.
I'm telling you, man, you keep – now we play Georgia ball. Yeah, we start running the football. Let Mike Bobo flex here. Yeah, it may be a different tune. Now, if it's a low-scoring game, I definitely favor Georgia Bulldogs.
Okay, okay. Ooh, now here's a sneaky one, Shane. I'm feeling good about it. I am feeling good. Something funky's got into me, Shane. I'm starting to believe in Cocktober over here. Oh. What upset? I've got one I don't think anyone's going to see coming. Carolina proving this is a different year. What game am I talking about?
If I had to pick one, I'm going Texas A&M on November 7th. The last time they were there, it was electric. Last time they were down there, they should have had them. There's just something Shane Beamer has over those Aggies, and I feel like that would be the one I would pick. Tell me
Alabama. Oh, get the hell out of here, DeVore. What are we doing? Why are we losing these games? We'll lose to Carolina. We'll beat Georgia, and we'll beat LSU. Make it make sense. I cannot make it make sense. But South Carolina should have won this game last year. Talk about games they should have won. They let this one slip through their fingers. They were dominating it. Going into the fourth quarter, then they got dominated. So couldn't finish the deal. This year, they finish it, Shane. Kendall Browse, I think he's going to bring new life into this Gamecock offense with Lenoris Sellers. Give me the cock, Shane, to pull off a massive upset in the first and start 4-0 on the year.
Wow. Wow, that would be something, right? 4-0? If South Carolina starts 4-0, brother, they may be 7-0.
You know what's
going to
happen?
Yeah, they may just...
They're going to be running that Beamer going into the playoff. You know, that'll just be on repeat, you know?
Yeah. Hey, man, I love chaos, right? And I feel like that's the best part of kind of this new college football is, there's a lot of chaos. Now, I hate how it ends when we get in the playoffs and we're all beat up and everything, but till we get to that final game, I feel like There's going to be some upsets. There's going to be some teams that just emerge and start taking over this conference. And I'm not saying South Carolina's one of them, but I don't know. I'm starting to buy in as well. I don't, if it's all that propaganda they're putting. Every time I get on the old Twitters or some new social media post for Shane Beamer and company, they're good. They're good. They're elite. That's an elite media team.
Just, I don't know if you saw it, but yesterday during his press conference, he said it was his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see any of that?
Oh, yeah. Big Beamer.
And one of the reporters was saying, your wife go make you cookies.
Oh, damn. Well, I mean, I was supposed to have Beamer on. We had to switch schedules, but I'm going to get him on. And I told Mike, I said, I'm going to ask him about the. He's like, please, God, do not ask him about the damn cookies. Like, how can I not ask about the cookies? Mike, if they start out 7-0, we're going to go to that. Like, pull that schedule up one more time. If they start out 7-0, I mean, that would be also getting past Tennessee, which is not going to be easy. Actually, let's just say if they start out 6-0, after that bye, you want to go watch that Tennessee game?
No.
South Carolina, Tennessee? What? Jeez. No. They'll have Halloween costumes on and everything. Be awesome.
They will.
Yeah. I'll be there. Fuck it. I'll go. Only if I can get some cookies from Shane Beamer's wife.
You know what the Gamecocks are going to need after they whoop Bama's ass?
What's that?
Some cheers.
Oh. Yeah.
Go check them out. Cheershealth.com promo code that SEC to get 20% off Cheers. What is this?
What
Cheers?
Is it?
It's some after alcohol and Cheers is telling you that you're going to wake up feeling 50% better or your money back. It's just like the Gamecocks, Shane. You're down one year, you're up the next, you know? You're going to be up if you take your Cheers over at cheershealth.com. Promo code that SEC helps you sleep. Mm-hmm. It supports overall liver health. wake it up so you feel better. And again, the claim to fame, 50% better or your money back. And you could just go to CVS, Walgreens, 7-Eleven. They sell Cheers. Or
yeah,
you could save yourself 20%. Go to CheersHealth.com. Yeah. Put in that promo code, THATSEC. Get you 20% off. Can't beat it. Link in the show notes. And just remember, Shane, when Carolina whoops Alabama's ass,
yep,
remember, I told the Gamecocks to take it Cheers. You know what?
That's right. And you're looking. I got spring break coming up. Get some Cheers. Go ahead and order it. Let it get there. You know, 4th of July is right around the corner. Have some Cheers in the cabinet, you know? I like to be prepared. Look at me. I didn't have Cheers this morning. That's why I sound like shit.
Well, next, Shane, I'm saying cheers to... Dun, 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 dun. Ooh, we've already kind of... I've already picked
this team. You picking on them? Wait, did you... Said they have one or they're going to get one. Let's do the opposite.
Florida's getting one.
Getting one.
Another one, not another, Oklahoma.
Jeez, crown them, Mike. So forget Oklahoma. Florida Gators, I feel like, oh, man. And I just told you how great this team is and how great their quarterback is, but... The last time I saw Ole Miss down there in Gainesville, it was not pretty. So if I had to pick one, give me the Ole Miss Rebels here.
Yeah, I think that's a really good pick, Shane.
Yeah.
But I would lean Ole Miss. Mm-hmm. And I could be wrong about who's going to be favored in this one. But give me Auburn. Oh. Auburn at home. Difference being, it's at Auburn.
Yeah.
But I think this will just be such a critical game. I think it'll be a coin toss type game. I think the winner of it is going to go on to have a really good season. And I think this is kind of where we find out that Florida no longer has a damn clown as a head coach. They got a quality head coach going all the road, beating up. And remember, this used to be a great rivalry. They used to play all the time, Florida and Auburn. I remember one of my favorite games, so many great games, Shane, but one that always stands out to me was Auburn beating Tim Tebow's Florida Gators. I mean, it just a great series. So hopefully we're getting back to that. And I think Golish, Summerall, perhaps this is the start of a little rivalry right there. So give me the Gators, Shane, going on the road to beat Auburn.
If it doesn't work, it may be like, you know, still like they stole Cam Newton. Maybe they still... You know, maybe they steal some players after this season. You know what I'm saying? Golis just says, hey, you want to play for a winner or do you want to play for a loser? So, I'm telling you, Golis is going to piss some people off. And it may be John here. That'd be a good one. That'd be a good fight between those. John would kick his ass. But I feel like, you know, if he gets enough security around him, he'd be fine.
Liquid says, the only thing Florida upsets is my stomach.
Oh, damn.
Now, let me see if I can flip it, Shane.
Yeah.
I'm trying to flip it as much as I can. Auburn's pulling an upset. Who's it going to be?
Oh, man. Auburn pulling off an upset. Here's the one I think you're going to pick. It's not the one I agree with.
Uh-huh.
But it's those Tennessee Volunteers, October 3rd.
Oh, that's a good candidate.
Yeah, I feel like that would be one that Mike would pick. And, you know, it's one Tennessee would love to have. But I don't know. There's just something. It just feels Tennessee-esque, if you will, right? If you're a Vol fan, that you're looking at your schedule and you're saying, is there a game, like, I don't feel good about?
I think you just don't feel good about any damn game, Shane. I've heard you complain about Carolina, Arkansas.
No, I'm not worried about Carolina. I am worried about Arkansas because we haven't beat them in 14
now,
years.
Now Auburn, I'm sure A&M, LSU, Texas, Bama.
I feel good with all of them. You know, I feel like we're going to win them all. But I don't know. Maybe it's just that decade of dysfunction. You know, you're just like, well, how good is Kennesaw State?
No, for Auburn, Shane, I'm going... LSU.
Oh.
How about this, Shane? 8 games in 8 weeks for LSU. I think they're going to be out of gas. It's on the road. I think Auburn will be in a little bit of a tailspin. Remember, I said, give me Florida to beat Auburn.
Yeah.
I think Tennessee at Tennessee, at Georgia, I think those are both going to be heavily favored to beat. I'm not saying they'll beat Auburn, but they probably will.
Uh-huh.
So I think it would be a massive upset for Auburn. Maybe not massive. I think it'll be an upset for Auburn to beat LSU.
Yeah.
But I think they do it, Shane. And maybe this is where if we're an Auburn fan, we say, what the hell? Now we got ourselves a damn coach. We could beat Lane Kiffin's ass. Remember, we wanted Lane Kiffin.
Yeah.
Maybe we upgraded. How about that?
Yeah, I do. I do feel like Golish sneaks. He's going to get a few. Now, I do think there's going to be some games he gets his ass handed to him, right? But I do think that there's going to be one or two games you're going to say, you know what, give this guy some time. We got something special brewing down here on the plane. So I don't know which ones they are. I mean, I predict, like I told you, which one I feel could happen. But honestly, if the way that Golish coaches, the way that he's going to have this team, Tennessee's one that's very interesting to me, an Ole Miss. You know, these are teams that I feel like could get in a shootout type deal. Yeah, hell, but then it could flip on them. You know, this may be the year Mississippi State gets over Auburn, you know? So,
Said there was games they could get their ass handed to them. Which games are you thinking?
Georgia. There'll be a talent gap. I feel like Alabama potentially. You know, these are road games. LSU potentially. I know you were saying you like them, but I don't know. That could also be a game that gets absolutely out of hand. So, yeah, those three right there I've got circled.
I guess that's why they call it an upset, brother.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. How about this one, Shane?
Uh-huh.
Texas. Mighty Texas.
Oh.
I got them getting upset.
What? Oh.
Because they're going to be favored in maybe every damn game.
I know. I got to try to find the one loss on here.
You can't really pick them to upset somebody if they're favored every game. You know what?
And I can't pick Ohio State. I'd probably say, give me Tennessee, man. Tennessee Volunteers, September 26th on the road. The real UT gets the one. Texas is going to be a tough, tough team, man. But you get them early. I don't know. That could be an exciting one.
The only problem with my selection here.
Yeah.
I don't even know if Texas will be favored, Shane. Oklahoma, come on, Shane. I think the Sooners getting it done. Unless John Mateer breaks his hand right before the game, you know, like he did last year. But yeah, give me Oklahoma.
Yeah.
I think they'll be underdogs against Texas. You know, I think what hinges it is what happens at that Ohio State game. But even so, like let's say Texas loses a close one. I think they'll still be favored over Oklahoma. I could be wrong. But I would imagine Texas would be favored.
Yeah.
Particularly with Oklahoma coming off at Georgia.
That'd be a tough one, man. That's going to be a hell of a game. I honestly would not be blown away if Texas doesn't win every game. You know, so I think it's truly going to be an upset if any of these teams. This is the year, man. Sark done told you. He's comparing it to past national championship teams, you know? So until I see different, I'm gonna agree with old coach.
Texas winning every game.
More likely Texas wins every game instead of not making the playoffs. How about that? More likely.
Interesting. Sounds like a bet right there.
Yeah.
I got them missing the playoff.
Well, let's think about what we want to. Oh, you got a miss in the playoff?
Yeah.
Why do I always got to have a bet? Why can't you do something if you lose a bet?
Because we're doing it right now. You said undefeated. I'm saying miss the playoff.
Yeah. Okay. Now, obviously, there's some middle ground. Make the playoff, not be undefeated. Nobody wins this bet. So I say undefeated. You say miss the playoffs. I don't know. What's the cousin say? They got any good bets here? Nothing involving walking. Can we leave exercise at the door?
I don't know. We'll have to think about something.
Yeah, yeah. We'll think about it. By the end of the show, best cousin comment gets it.
All right. Well, let's see what comment they got for this one, Shane, because I got Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
getting upset.
Oh, man. Didn't you already pick one?
For them getting upset?
Yeah, did you? Is it Arkansas?
Nope. I don't understand why you're afraid of Arkansas. They're going to be might be the shittiest team in the conference this year.
I agree.
And
I
if totally they're not, agree. It's going to be Kentucky, which is another one of their games.
I don't know. There's just something about it. It's battered ball syndrome. I look at that Razorback. Who'd Mike pick? Mike's going to probably pick here South Carolina.
You nailed it. Nailed it, Shade. 8 games in 8 weeks for them Volunteers. Meanwhile, Carolina, red hot Carolina, which you've already got them as undefeated and playing for the national championship by this point in time. I mean, hell, maybe Carolina will be favored.
Yeah.
If it plays out like that. But if it doesn't, I think Carolina is going to be underdog against Tennessee. I think they knock off Tennessee.
No, I love the coordinator show you had the other day. If you haven't got to see it, check it out. Steve-O was on here, and I'm sold on Briles. Briles and Lenore Sellers may be the best marriage ever for SEC football. So to see what we've been struggling with over here, and I'm not trying to shit on any coordinator, offensive coordinator especially, because some have gone over to do great things. But it's going to be night and day different than it has been the last few seasons. And with the weapons that Lenore's has, man, that could be it's going to be just exciting football again. I just hope it's not exciting with Tennessee. Sorry.
This is a good one. Shout out, Cousin Derek. If I win,
yeah,
I get to pick your meals and you got to eat the meals live on the. I don't know about eating it live. I would rather just see a tape delay. I don't want a podcast of you eating.
Yeah.
That's not going to sound good, you know?
That's a lot of salads. Shane eats the dinner Mike picks live during eat. What's Mike? What if Mike loses?
I mean,
has to eat McDonald's 7 days straight.
Oh, this would be funny. I'm not doing it, but he says, Mike shave his head, Shane wear a wig. Hey, shout out Woo Day Pig. Hey-o. Arkansas fans will be upset when they go 2-10 or 3-9. We'll always love my Hogs, but we will never deserve to be in the conference under Juracek. Mm. I was considering picking one for Arkansas when they'll do an upset.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's the easy answer and the kind of cheap answer. I was going to say Utah, but that's why I didn't bring it up because I'm quite ignorant on Utah, but I just know that they have a new coach, so we'll see how it goes. But for Woopig, how about we pick one here out of the SEC? Where do you think one, if Arkansas is going to pull an upset?
Yeah.
Which game you got?
Well, there'll be underdogs in every single SEC matchup.
Maybe not Vanderbilt.
Well, it is at Vanderbilt.
right.
So,
maybe not Vanderbilt.
All right, so I won't cheat with Vanderbilt. I'll say
look what Vanderbilt be coming off of. Auburn, Georgia, Ole Miss going into that one.
Yeah. Okay, go back. I got to pick one here. I'm going to go I told you Tennessee, but realistically, I think that maybe Auburn. Maybe Auburn's the one.
How about Mizzou?
Nah, I don't. I mean,
I'm gonna give it to Mizzou, and yeah. I think old Silver Fox is gonna start this being a rivalry again.
Look, I still can't believe you chose that photo. His eyes look so close together. It looks like it was AI, don't it?
April Fool. No. All right, so which one did you say for Arkansas? I just want to get this. You said Auburn?
Auburn, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not anywhere.
You hate Golish.
No, I like Golish. I'm the one that got him down there. I made the calls.
You did?
I said, do y'all want to win? They get that guy out of there and get this one in.
No, you were all in on it.
Yeah, they went from PG to rated R. Golish is bringing it, man. PG to rated R.
Speaking of rated R, it's been that way here for State. I'm giving them a huge upset to give them to get these state fans happy. Shay, we got a lot of loyal state fans. What's the game? They're going to be an underdog. They're going to win this year.
Oh man, who would they fit well with? Do you think they'll be underdogs? Well, Vanderbilt, it would be one. But I don't know. State maybe favorites there.
I forgot you hate Vanderbilt too.
Yeah. If I had to pick one, give me. Shit, Mike. I don't know. Maybe Mizzou. Maybe Mizzou. Maybe. Yeah.
You're overthinking it.
I don't know. Who you got?
Ole Miss.
Really?
8 games in 8 weeks. I'm telling you. You're gonna have to mark this down.
You're going to keep saying it. That's going to be like, at the end of the day.
I mean, it's a damn gallant. How could you not be worn out by that? And we've never quite done this, Shane. What happens if Ole Miss is in playoff contention for most of the year? And then, say, Oklahoma knocks them out of the playoff.
Mm.
How motivated are they going to be for this Egg Bowl?
Not.
They're gonna be motivated. I don't think they will. They got a new coach. He's never handled this before. He's never been a head coach. And you got State over here. You know, this is gonna be who knows what type of let's say they're just 6-6 or 7-5 or something like that. Yeah. I mean, it's gonna be their damn Super Bowl. And they could put a dagger in old Pete Golding's first year, an exclamation point that you don't own this damn state anymore.
Uh-huh.
Give me Hail State to pull off the upset.
Let me see Mizzou's schedule. Let me see their first four. See, here's the thing, Mike. You know, what if you start out 3-0? Austin Simmons is God's gift to football, right? You know, oh, we're just going to beat up on Mississippi State. Tennessee thought that last year. Took a damn miracle. I guess maybe that's it. More of the concern of element of surprise. You're not playing a team like this one. Damn Troy, man, they're gonna be a 50-point game right there, and then they're gonna run in that little Mississippi State buzzsaw.
Hey, here's another good one from Cousin Derek. He said, if you win your bet, I gotta start every day at 7:15 so that Shane can be on time. But then Shane will just start showing up at 7:20. You know, so it'll be the same problem.
I do it, man. I always do it. I did it when I went to work. You know, I'd get up and I'd be like, you know, I start subtracting stuff. You know, like I don't need to wash my hair, obviously. You know, I don't need a cup of coffee. I'll just get up. You know, terrible. Then I leave and I forget my.
Can we share the story? I don't know if we've ever shared it. I don't think you would mind because it was so long ago. It's not like you're going to get in trouble. But do you remember? I think you did share this years ago on the show. But the new NCAA video game came out, and you had a job. We were teenagers.
Yeah.
You had to go to work. We had stayed up all night playing it. Do you remember what you did to get out of work?
Was it the allergy thing?
Yeah. So Shane literally rubbed his eye all night long until it swole up. And then he went to work to show him his eyes swelled up. They said, oh, take off. And he just came back playing the video game again.
Like this the whole time.
Yeah, true story. So,
The shit I do, man, to play that game, because it's back in the day. That's all you wanted to do, man. It's like my golf now. We got to fire that back up. I don't know if we should fire that up, because I get so addicted to those games, brother.
Yeah.
Then I start not showing up. But you see me online, I have to put my profile on. It's quiet.
Cousin Jerry said you an old shallow hell. All right, hey, so those were the upsets I had.
Yeah.
Let's see. How about for just the teams we didn't mention? Kentucky, most likely to pull an upset. A lot of people, Shane, got this Alabama one circled. I'm not quite ready to go that far.
No, I would say one I'd be looking at is...
I think I got a good one.
Probably Florida Gators.
Oh, okay.
You know, because with Ball and company, they're going to want to run. That's what John's going to want to do. And I don't think that's what Kentucky's going to end up doing here. Then who knows? This thing may I don't know. It could get, I would love nothing more than this to fire back up again. You know, Kentucky and Florida used to be a really fun game to watch.
Right. Well, you know, another one that was a fun one that hasn't really been.
Uh-uh.
Kentucky, Carolina. Ooh. I know I've been talking Carolina up here. But imagine, could you imagine anything more Gamecock, Shane, for them to go 4-0, win at Alabama, then turn around and lose at home to Kentucky?
First day of Cocktober. Yeah, that'd be it. That'd be the one.
Yeah, so that's what I'm going with for Kentucky. How about Mizzou? We haven't picked Mizzou to win one.
Yeah.
As a underdog, is there one that stands out to you that they could possibly win here?
Texas A&M. I think that would be the one that I'd look at. And just because the way Mizzou's going to want to play. Now, we haven't seen Austin Simmons in action, everything. I mean, I really do think this playbook's going to open up a little bit. But, yeah, this could be a classic keep away. And Marcel gets rattled, starts going 3-and-out, then who knows how that thing could end. So, yeah, give me the Aggies for an upset.
Yeah, I like that pick. What about... Oh, you ain't going to like it. Texas.
Oh, no.
Come on, buddy. If we have an elite offense, which I'm not saying they will, but if Austin Simmons is firing that pigskin and we got this great running game, we're going to be very balanced. It's going to be a very tough team to defend.
Yeah.
I can imagine Arch Manning having his way with the Missouri defense. So maybe it's just a shootout style game. You just never know what's going to happen in a shootout. You know, one drop pass, one tip ball, one strip sack, and that thing could flip. So give me Mizzou to beat Texas. That'd be the upset.
I got it, Mike. What if, undefeated, if that happens, you have to go to McDonald's every day and pick a numbered item? So you can't say, I'm going to get a salad or anything like that. You got to get a number two or something. You can get water for drink. I'm not going to make you drink soda, but that's your meal. You have to do it once. I mean, we're talking undefeated. Probably not going to happen, right? And then if I don't make the playoffs, what if I, instead of eating crow, we'll just tie it into the Texas, I eat beef the entire time. That's the only thing I have, like pure carnivore for 7 days. So it's like eating crow, hypothetically.
I feel like you do that anyway.
No, I don't, because it really messes with my stomach, man. It's like a Dumb and Dumber, you know, when he goes in there. It's just not a good. It's not a good thing. I'm not. I wouldn't look forward to it. But that's what I'm saying. That would be the one. 3 square meal days of just eating beef. Like it? You like it? All right. Good. All right.
How about Tennessee? What is a game Tennessee could pull an upset?
Tennessee pulling. Oh, man, I love this one. I already told you, Texas. I feel like if there was an upset, because you're going to be favorites in all but Texas, Bama, A&M, LSU. Maybe that LSU game. Give me LSU. That would be a good one. We didn't get them the first time, but we'll get them the second. Lane Kiffin.
Yeah, I don't mind that one.
Here I just said Texas going undefeated. I'm like, yeah, they're going to get upset.
Who do you think will be favored, Bama at Tennessee?
Bama.
Okay, then that'd be the one for me.
Because
they kind of own Alabama.
Yeah,
and Neyland.
Yeah. I can't argue with that. Josh Pate, his favorite game, 2022.
Hey, I got $10 a piece for y'all to take a short sip for the depressed Hog fans. Let's go take a fun for Ty Richardson.
Oh, bless his heart. Yeah.
Appreciate you, Woo Dam.
Thank you, cuz. Appreciate you.
At least we're giving him some wins here. Yeah, that should cheer him up a little.
Yeah. We've talked a lot of Arkansas today.
How about A&M? Any potential? I mean, I think there's a lot of potential for them to pull a couple upsets here.
Yeah. I'm trying to think again. Where would they be underdogs? Probably LSU, potentially Bama on the road.
Yeah.
Oklahoma. and maybe Oklahoma. Again, we don't know what the record's going to be. I would say this one here for A&M to get an upset. Give me Bama. Give me Alabama right for that bye. They got a nice little run there. Even though it's on the road, I don't like that. It's tough to do. It feels like an upset on the road, but I feel like that's where you're going to have to get an upset. Other than that, you're probably going to be favorites.
I feel like I'm picking on this school, but
yeah,
give me LSU. Because that, man, they really waxed that ass last year. I know it's a completely different team, but adding the strength coach, you know, I think that was motivation last year. And A&M's problem is how they end the season. It's not been how they start it. So if I had to pick one where they're pulling an upset, I might go that LSU game.
I mean, here's the thing. It's just, we don't know. I mean, A&M may be favorites in that one. That's the crazy part. And the reason that you keep picking on LSU, it's like, some of these teams just aren't, they don't have many to pick from, right?
Right.
So you have to pick from three as opposed to like a Mississippi State or an Arkansas where you got, hey, pick your poison. So,
hey, shout out Cotton. He says, loser has to eat Rocky Mountain oysters.
Ain't no way. Ain't no way.
Have you ever
way.
Had an oyster?
Do you know what Rocky Mountain oysters are?
No, I don't.
Okay, you may want to Google that one for okay. you. For you.
Okay, yeah, I just thought it was an oyster, but yeah,
no, it is not.
All right, then last one here, Shane.
Yeah.
Vanderbilt. Now, they pulled off about a dozen upsets last year, so it's not that inconceivable that they pull off an upset this fall. Which game is it, though?
Georgia Bulldogs. Just kidding. Sorry. Too soon. Give me Vanderbilt. Damn, I don't know. I want to say a home game. So let's go with. You pick.
How about Ole Miss? And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Ole Miss goes, and with this new offensive coordinator, at least based on how he played at East Carolina, they go warp speed. They go even faster.
Yeah.
And what does Vanderbilt like to do? They like to go slow. They like to play time of possession. What happens if you don't get that first down and you're Ole Miss? You could find yourself in a world of hurt where all of a sudden Vanderbilt's dominating the time of possession. Now, is that likely with a true freshman? Probably not, but you know, if that's the game plan, there's at least a path to Vanderbilt pulling off a pretty stunning upset and beating Ole Miss.
Can we pull that schedule? Pull that up one more time. Let's just see. It may be at the tail end of the season. Oh, man. God, it seems like I said Florida about eight times today.
Tennessee?
I mean, they're... Let's be honest, if Tennessee is out of college football playoff contention, we may see kind of what we saw last year, right? Kind of fold up. Some players taking some time, getting those surgeries they need. maybe that's the situation. I don't like it. I'm not going to pick it because I'll never pick Vanderbilt to beat Tennessee. But for that, I'll go Florida Gators.
You know who I'm not picking?
Who's that?
To lose? Jared, shout out LSU's going undefeated. We appreciate you, buddy.
Yeah, he heard LSU a lot today. He don't even know what to say. Give me $5 to shut up, Mike.
Well, that's a good place to wrap it up, I guess. Yep. Anything else before we hop off here?
No, Cousins, official Cousins, get ready. Tomorrow, potentially, I think we're going to do the call-in show. It's going to be called Only Cousins. I get them mixed up. I'm dyslexic. But tomorrow, we got mailbag, right? Is that what we're doing? Mailbag. So we're going to post here on YouTube. We'll post on Twitter and Discord the mailbag post. And be sure to get your questions in. Official Cousins will always get their questions answered.
All right, so that's going to do it for this episode. We appreciate each and every one of you, and we'll see you on the next one.
All right, see you guys. Go Vols.
Hey, buddy, this beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.